Well, Patrick, one big effect that this winter storm is apparently having is an effect on the gas prices. What's happening?
Well, as we're seeing, some of the extreme temperatures in Texas have shut down as many as a dozen refineries in the state of Texas, the nation's refining capital. Those refineries amount to about 20% of all U.S. refining capacity. And so very quickly, we're starting to see the losses in terms of gasoline production add up very quickly. Yesterday, wholesale gasoline prices rose some 10 cents a gallon and are up again this morning on the loss of those refineries. So we can expect gas prices to go up, and hopefully those refineries are able to return to service relatively quickly, or we may see more of a pinch at the pump in the weeks ahead.
Do you anticipate anything else playing into it and maybe causing some long-term effects?
Well, we continue to see recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic pushing demand for gasoline up. So the trend remains upward there. The biggest question, the only way that oil prices will eventually cool down is if OPEC or other oil producers raise oil production to meet the increase in demand. So on one short-term side, we have the extreme cold weather that would be a temporary impact on gas prices. But the longer-term trend is that continued recovery in the pandemic is boosting gasoline demand, and oil producers so far have not really responded to that rebound in demand.
And when you say a temporary effect for this winter weather situation, when do you look at that possibly waning a little bit?
Well, I would say that it really depends for now on when these refineries can get back online. The cold weather is continuing this morning across much of the state of Texas. Refineries do not simply return to service like a light switch. It will take days. So long as they can begin to resume operations this weekend, I think we will have a potentially minimal to a slight impact on prices. But if the outages continue into next week, I think that's when we start to worry a little bit more about a longer and larger impact at the pump.
All right. Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.